It's 8:55, 46 degrees. It's time to check the markets. We go to Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. And pretty strong morning so far, Bill.
Sure thing, Brian. Good to be with you again. Prices well supported this morning on better-than-expected trade data out of China. Currently looking at the corn prices making new advances. May corn up about 9.5 cents at 372. July corn 374 3/4, up 9.25 as well. And new crop December 380 1/4, up 6. Looking at the soy complex, May beans 948 1/2, up 12 1/4. July beans 957, also up 12 1/4. And new crop November 959 1/4, up 11 3/4. Looking at the meal market, up $5.20 a ton at 294 even. And May oil 33.93, up 24. Wheat market also advancing nicely. May Chicago wheat up 9 cents at 461. July new crop 467, up 8 1/4. Kansas City wheat up a nickel at 452, and Minneapolis wheat up 7 1/4 at 523 3/4 basis the May. Hog market mixed and cattle market up just a little bit. Looking at the peripheral news, the story of today appears to be the China and its improving appetite for commodities. Metals, grains, oilseeds, crude demand seem to top the list. Soy imports for China this year over year are up 36%, and copper imports similarly up 39% year over year. While these numbers appear to be a catalyst for an upward bump for commodity values, sustainability remains a question mark. Timing-wise, the mean market advance appears to be rather mature, and given the funds have already engaged the long side of this market, the emerging question becomes how much will they want to press things. The USDA numbers yesterday did not indicate any reason for concern over supply, so in our view, we should be approaching the beginning of the end to this advance, especially in the soybean complex. That said, we'll continue to reward the advance and defend sales with bought calls on an as-needed basis. FYI, wheat open interest yesterday was virtually unchanged, so the advance appears to be lacking conviction. Corn open interest was up about 10,000 contracts, so the outside day up on the charts indicates some new buying interest. 375 is the next mark to watch as far as basis or resistance for basis to May, the lead month futures, and we're quickly approaching that at 372 as we speak. Looking at the soybean open interest was up almost 20,000 contracts, on a new move for new high for the move. We're quickly approaching longer-term moving average resistance on the weekly chart. Keep in mind the old adage that the bull needs to be fed daily. All things considered, the up market needs to be rewarded, and we'll look forward to taking care of that. Thanks, and have a great day.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot for that report. Have a good one.
You bet. Bye.
Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. It's 8:58, and let's take a look at weather here. As Drew said, pretty good week. If you're getting a little anxious to get out in the fields, we should have quite a bit of drying here this week. Sunny skies for today. The high is 60 degrees. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear tonight down to a low of 35. East winds around 5 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow. The high is 65 degrees. East winds 5 to 10. Clear tomorrow night. The low 41. With east winds 5 to 10, and sunny skies for the day Friday, up to 70 for the high. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Quick glance at the outside markets. The Dow is up 126 points right now at 17,848. The S&P up 13 at 2,075. The NASDAQ up 51 points. That's at 4,923. Now let's take a look at crude oil. I noticed gas prices on the way in this morning up over $2 for the first time in a while. And crude oil is down a little bit today. It's at $41.49 a barrel. That's down 68 cents currently, but we'll see what impact that has on prices coming up here over the next several weeks. Stay tuned. On Point is coming up next here on AM 580, followed by Here and Now. Then, of course, don't forget we've got the closing market report with Todd Gleason coming up just after 2 o'clock this afternoon. This is Illinois Public Media, WIOL AM 580 and WIOL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Find our ag programming online at willag.org. 46 degrees and sunny skies at 9 o'clock.